Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi. I'm Matt.
Brewer Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Matt, are we in contact with the team? Due to fly in, I believe, yesterday into Detroit, and they had some severe weather there, a couple of tornado touchdowns in the suburban area. Is everyone accounted for?
As far as I know, yeah. I've talked to a handful of guys, and everybody's good to go.
Tough when you have an off day in an away city, isn't it? Like, what do the guys do today? Do they get to work out, or how does that day go?
Golf,
right?
Yeah, it kind of depends on where you are. I mean, some guys will actually go into the ballpark and maybe do some work. They can take some infield if they want to, if they want to hit underneath in the cages. A lot of times, guys just need rest. You know, it's a really long season, and these guys are working so hard. And so, yeah, maybe it is a golf day out on the golf course, or frankly, just hanging out with your family sometimes. So, kind of just depends on where you are with your progression.
So the crew just runs into a buzzsaw with those three pitchers the Phillies have, which those guys are really good. Obviously, those pitchers, that team is really good. Do you study that? Do you take that into account? Thinking, okay, obviously, there's a whole season yet ahead. There's a long way to go. But if we see these guys again, or when that might be, who do we get, or how do we go about attacking those pitchers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's a big part of what we do with our preparation, frankly, for every series. And certainly when you've seen those guys at least once during the regular season, it can certainly give you an advantage in the playoffs later, because you have an idea what their stuff looks like. I think the whole league knows what those guys look like, and they're still obviously performing really well. But certainly I do think it's a really good learning lesson for our team, for sure, if we see them again.
Matt, I saw you last week. Brewers owner Mark Attanasio was in town, and a number of us had an opportunity to sit and chat with you and with him. I don't know if I did you any favors there, but I did ask our owner, hey, what if Matt had another $100 million to play with every year? And even at that, you still wouldn't be at the payroll of the Phillies. Did I make you uncomfortable when I asked him that, or did I help you out there?
No. Look, I think, you know, we understand where we are as a market. You know, I get it. You know, nobody's going to make excuses for where we are. And frankly, I believe that we do have the appropriate resources to compete here. I think we have for a lot of years. You know, I think our ownership has supported us great for a long time here. And we're not putting out the lowest payroll in the league, even though we're the smallest market in the league, you know. And so that's a credit to our ownership. And I do feel like we have plenty of support here. Obviously, it would always be great to have a few more bucks to work with, but I do think we have plenty of support here to win.
He did say, Matt, credit to Attanasio, he did say that, look, if you have somebody that you want to go after, there's room to have that conversation here coming up against a trade deadline.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's always been super supportive in that vein as well.
Aaron Ashby going to stick around for a bit?
Yeah, look, we're still talking about it. I mean, look, he did a fantastic job. I mean, as you guys know, right now we have a situation where we kind of need all hands on deck. Yeah. But Ash has been fantastic. I mean, just the way he threw the ball yesterday, I couldn't be more proud of this guy. I mean, he's come so far with his shoulder injury and his stuff. You saw earlier in the season to now, has come so far, and he did a great job yesterday against a really tough Phillies lineup.
Brewers Senior VP and General Manager Matt Arnold with us this morning. Thanks, Matt. We'll catch up again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
I haven't had my muffin yet, Matt.